Good morning. Today is the, well, day after Halloween, All Saints Day. Joining us this November 1st is Humboldt County Sheriff Billy Hansel. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Brian.
So, Redding, huh?
Heading over to Redding today to do a little training, yes.
Not on fire prevention, I hope.
No, this is about jail management and all the great regulations we have in California about how we treat prisoners, how we house prisoners, and all the regulations that come with that.
Keep changing?
Yes. You know, it's California. There's always laws changing.
Yeah, okay. Well, do you want Bolshevik or do you want bones?
Bolshevik sounds great.
All right. Why do they say that? How did the ruling party of Russia, political party, get the name Bolsheviki or Bolshevik?
I could speculate.
Uh-huh.
But
it has nothing to do with cattle.
Okay.
Literally, this term just means the greater. When the Social Democratic Party in Russia split at its convention in 1903, Lenin and his supporters, the more radical group, were in the majority and so took this name. The less radical group, being in the minority, took the name Menshevik, which literally means the littler.
Oh, okay.
Nothing untoward.
Anticlimactic.
You can say to mixed company,
yeah,
and
I guess so.
Not have much of a reaction.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
So now you know a little Russian, too, huh?
Yes, I do. Thank you for that. Education today.
Yeah, you betcha. You betcha. Boy, the hits just keep on coming, huh? You know, how many more big busts do you think you're going to get in by the end of the outdoor harvest season?
Well, we got a couple more weeks at least worth, and the fact is that we're winding down, and these are people that have had multiple grows over this last summer, basically, and so these are replants and those things. And
oh, this is second, third crop.
Yes.
Get it in before the weather turns, kind of thing.
Yeah, and you know what? With all the greenhouses and then all the lighting, and you know, so we're going to continue doing this, and it's not something that we are going to quit. So this is Measure S funded positions. These are the cannabis tax that was passed a couple years ago. And so we have, you know, five deputies that are going to be working, you know, all year long going after illegal cultivation of marijuana. So we're looking at now a lot of people moving towards indoor and less outdoor.
Are the illegals moving inside also? Because I would think the structure that's required if a contractor isn't going to jeopardize his state license without a permit. Yeah, so are these, it would seem like it's even more complicated now to do an illegal indoor than what it has been historically.
You know, right. So what we're looking at now is going back to what it was in the 90s. So we're looking at a lot of indoor diesel grows.
I remember the
90s. Right? Diesel grows, buried grows, those kind of
things
to keep it out of. They know we do aerial surveillance.
Yeah, the basement stuff.
Yes, absolutely.
Or dig the pit and then cover it up. Yeah.
Yes. So that's going on right now. And so people are going, you know, clandestine, going into, you know, they have to do big operations to make money anymore. And so we're looking at, you know, over the cover of trees, those kind of stuff. So that's happening. The stuff out in the open, how it got in the last, you know, 5-10 years, that is going away. What we can see from satellite imagery, what we can see from a plane, you know, we're acting on. And so people are finally getting the gist of, okay, I either got to get legit, I got it, or I have to abandon, or I got to get out of sight.
Buy some nursery materials along with it for the cover of your basement so that it doesn't look raw from up above.
Right, right.
Now, I would think that it would be very difficult. I mean, if you're going to be bringing in a backhoe or a tractor or something that could move that much mass, it leaves tracks. You know, it's kind of like the James Bond Dr. No, right? You see the little tank moving in, it leaves the tracks. You got to see tracks.
We do, but that's, I mean, when you have logging operations all over the county and roads being punched in and that kind of stuff, we're not, you know, necessarily looking at that, right? We're not looking at the tracks and following those necessarily. But we're looking for the huge unpermitted structures.
Is this the drug cartels doing this now, or is that too much of a hassle? And they just still do the big outdoor ones, and they get popped.
Yeah.
They get popped.
You know, we're seeing less of the Mexican drug cartels up here doing marijuana. So that the drug trafficking organization south of the border, that has pretty much gone away.
Replaced by somebody, or just moved to the legal side?
Well, what now the Mexican drug cartels are focusing on is their own, you know, production of heroin and methamphetamine in Mexico, and then pushing it up into our United States and here in Northern California. So it is something that it's within their business model. It doesn't compute, it doesn't make any money, and so why are they going to spend resources on trying to peddle a product that really isn't worth a whole lot now?
So they've shifted.
They've shifted, yes. Okay. With the market economy, they decided to go another direction.
What about the European cartels?
Yes, so we have organized crime. We have Eastern European, Russian. We have, straight-up organized crime here in Humboldt County that have place here. And
are they still growing?
They are still growing. So those people are still growing. They have... we're seeing less, but they are still growing out there, and so it's something that necessarily hasn't gone away. There's still plenty of targets out there for us.
yeah, it didn't sound like you were wondering what to do with your day.
No, absolutely not. I mean, when you take off, just 2 days ago, 13,000 plants, 500 pounds of processed, and this
kept somebody busy for a while.
Yeah, and this is the multiple times we've hit this place multiple times this year, so they've replanted.
Oh,
and
so you know where. How to get there, what the address is, the whole nine yards.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yep.
Did they offer you sandwiches and a soda?
They didn't this time. No, they didn't.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbara Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio. Easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music. Easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Humboldt County Sheriff Billy Hansel. You've had some rather intriguing arrests or captures or apprehensions or stumble and bumbles, however you want to, in the last couple weeks. Big stuff, different stuff. It's not just the plants that are growing that are kind of like, I think for a lot of us, yawners.
Mm-hmm.
They're there, but okay, 30 or 40 years of, either the drug task force or before them, the guys that would come in with the helicopters and, before that, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What was the name of the campaign?
Camp.
It was Camp. Okay. Yeah. I was trying to figure out what the letters meant, and I couldn't come up with the last P.
Yeah.
Or the only P, I guess.
Right. Campaign against marijuana planting.
Planting, yes. Not plantations. Okay. Right. Okay, so the marijuana is kind of routine, but now it sounds like we're almost into a flashback here a little bit. Meth, not so far back. Heroin, back a little bit further.
Yep.
Coke,
yep.
Back a little bit further. LSD,
yep.
Before me. It's kind of like we've opened the pharmacy. Is that kind of the sense that you have too?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you look around on the street and you see the people walking, you see the drug addiction that we have here in Humboldt County, and you just figure, okay, where is all this coming from? What is this all opioid pills that is causing all this? And there's definitely a correlation to opioid epidemic and how amount of pills we hand out. But the fact is that heroin and methamphetamine is readily available on our streets. And so this is sometimes easier to get than a prescription for opioids here in Humboldt County. So when people get cut off from their opioid pills, they know a friend of a friend that can maybe get them a little bit of heroin. And that may take the edge off. And when we talk about the amount of heroin that our drug task force has seized in this year alone, and we're just now 11 months into it, we are seeing numbers that have never been seen before as far as seizures go here in Humboldt County.
Numbers of seizures or residual of
number of
the
seizures?
Poundage?
Yeah, we're talking about arrests. We're talking about the amount of drugs we're taking off the streets has been epic. Our task force agents are doing some phenomenal work, and we're seeing a significant impact here. And what people don't realize here is we've become, in Humboldt County, we've become a hub for drug trafficking for Northern California and Southern Oregon. That there is a lot of drugs that's being avoided. The I-5 corridor is being avoided. 101 has now become a drug trafficking highway.
Because CHP aren't as aggressive on 101 as they are on I-5, or the numbers or the number of stops? Why are they using the tougher to get to, longer to take route rather than the easy to get there, faster route?
Well, I'm not sure what's in their mind, but what I can speculate is that there is a lot more law enforcement activity on I-5, and they have a lot more opportunity to do drug interdiction on I-5. And so maybe they're avoiding it. But also, you know, the product is easily sold here in Humboldt County because we have so many people that are addicted to meth and heroin that that they can easily sell it here.
On a percentage basis, we just have that many more participants?
We really do. You know, several years ago, we used to have training for statewide law enforcement officers when they wanted to get familiar with drug identification, with people that are under the influence. And, you know, they hold the classes in three cities, Fresno, Oakland, and Eureka, California. Because they can actually go up to people and to do the field sobriety test on people that are, you know, are drug addicted.
We're like a laboratory for them.
Yes. So they're able to go out there, put people through tests, and these are pretty much readily available. And, you know, we've seen these people that are just flying high, you know, in and around, you know, Eureka, Arcata, you know, even Fortuna, Garberville, Willow Creek. These people, you know, are just wandering the streets.
Do you think that the needle exchange is facilitating this or perpetuating?
I think when it comes to the needle exchange, one, it's lawful activity. Okay, so the California said, hey, this is a good thing or a thing for us, right? So it's lawful activity. However, does this actually helping? No, it's not helping the people that are drug addicted. Making it easier for them is not necessarily going to help them. Okay, we don't need to make it easier for drug addicts. We don't. We want to steer them towards a life that's free of drugs. We're robbing them if we try and carry on their addiction. We're telling them that it's okay and that it's a disability and they should, you know, we should assist them in their addiction. I don't believe that's true.
Why not have the counter of the various drugs there too, so that they don't have to go through some of the illegal activities to get the drugs. I mean, it's kind of this, along that same continuum.
Yes, exactly. And that's what this drug treatment program, the Aegis is what they're calling it here in Eureka, they're looking at coming here to do that very thing, is daily, not just giving them a 30-day supply, but they're going to have to come in daily to receive their pill, basically to stay off. So you got methadone, Suboxone, Vivitrol, I think, is the other one, where it's like you got a pill you take every day, and it's going to curb your craving for the heroin, and it's going to help you sustain. It does work. Now, methadone may work better than Vivitrol or Suboxone for some people, so they have to find the right balance for that. But it does work for some people. It's not the right. There's not just one, you know, right method. You know, some people need to cut cold turkey. Some people need to do this for several years in order to get off. I mean, there's several different avenues. We just have to steer them in that direction and get them out of the addiction.
But the money and the resources that are being spent for it is
It's huge.
Massive.
State of California is spending so much money.
Yeah, it's 8:30.
Do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit DecadeOfDifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:36. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Humboldt County Sheriff Billy Hansel. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting, REDEC, American Ag Credit, Murphy's Markets, and Humboldt Termite and Pest Control. When we hear about some of these busts, Billy, we're hearing Mexican National. It just seems like that is now the common thread. Is that a reflection or a byproduct of what you were talking about earlier in the show, that it's not, they're not growing anymore, the Mexican drug folks? They're hustling?
Yes. So this is Mexican drug cartels making their money in America. So what we had this last bust, where we had close to 9 pounds of heroin after a year-long investigation.
Is that a lot?
That is a lot of heroin. So just to put it in perspective, we didn't seize, maybe we seized 12 pounds of heroin last year, maybe, and that was an epic year.
Because the value on it wasn't really high.
It's
which I thought was okay. Well, maybe I just thought it feels like a lot, but it
$300,000. I mean,
versus some of the marijuana stuff. I mean, you find that in cash in the back seat floating around when you get the bust and they've got pounds in the back.
It's still a significant amount. Okay. This is a significant amount and made a huge dent here in the supply of heroin, but it is a significant amount. We've, you know, the previous years, you know, 2017, I think we took off about 12 pounds of heroin. Previous years, 6 pounds, 4 pounds, you know, that, you know, so we're seeing numbers now we haven't seen forever. And so this
is reflective of more coming in, or better law enforcement?
Well, it's both. It's both better law enforcement, and we have a lot more of the traffic coming in. And so, but these people, you know, we arrested three Mexican nationals. One was in the country as a legal resident, you know, applied for legal resident status. The other two have been previously deported twice each. So these were undocumented. And so people, we talk about the sanctuary county ordinance, that's the measure that's on the ballot right now. A lot of people are ignorant to what actually that is. You know, the state of California passed SB 54, which is a sanctuary state initiative. And throughout the state, it made it very clear, which was already our policy before the state law was in effect. You know, the fact is we're not immigration law enforcement. We do not ask for immigration status when we arrest people. We don't document that in our records management systems. We don't separate illegal immigrants from their children. That's not what we do. And the only interaction we have with the Immigration Customs Enforcement is in our correctional facility. That's it. We don't call them when we're out in the field because we think we may have an undocumented resident out there. We interact with them in our jail facility, and it only happens one way. It happens when everyone is fingerprinted in our system. The fingerprints go to Department of Justice, FBI, and Homeland Security, which is Immigration Customs Enforcement. If Homeland Security, Immigration Customs, sees that the person we have in custody is a previously deported felon, has a history, or is someone that they want because they're in the country illegally, they will then give us a hold request. Last year, we got, you know, 30 hold requests. In 2017, we got 30 hold requests. Five of them match the criteria which we could hold under the sanctuary law, which is if they committed a serious or violent felony. That's convicted, not just being held on, but if they've been convicted on a serious or violent felony. At that point in time, then we will call ICE. We said, yes, that person is here, and then we'll give them a scheduled date when they're going to be released. And then it's up to them to show up the day that they release. We do not hold for ICE. The state law says we don't hold beyond their release time. If they happen to be there when they are released, then we can turn them over to ICE, and then they can go through their deportation hearings at that point.
For a county of our size, or I would pick another state, just kind of parallel to the Mexican, Nevada, or I guess maybe Wyoming, is Five a year, a big number?
It
a little number? Is it just an average number?
It's not a big number because our ICE, our local ICE authorities come from Reading. Okay, so again, there's a three-hour drive there. They may not want to come, you know, for someone that's committed a minor offense. So we don't have ICE necessarily in our community. They are interacting with Shasta County Jail and Tehama County Jail more because it's in close proximity. So we have that distance there. And so it's not something that they're in our jail every day. They're not. They just don't come. They don't go interview people. They don't. And so the sanctuary ordinance here, Measure K, it's making a mandate that no county employee or the sheriff's office can't communicate with ICE under any circumstances.
So basically, you would be committing a felony?
So there's no real, I don't think there's real punishment tied to this. It just says we're not going to do it.
No, well, maybe not from the measure, but from the federal level?
The federal level, no. I mean, as far as that is concerned, you know.
They're probably chasing other things.
Chasing other things. There's other things that they can do.
So you're not going to have a record?
I won't.
Because of this.
Yeah, Measure K only protects criminals. Because that's the only people I communicate to ICE about.
Is illegal and undocumented interchangeable? Or are there people who are legally in America that are undocumented?
Nope.
Lost documents or they weren't filed or whatever?
So the illegal alien aspect of it, you know, that's what they used to be termed as an illegal alien. That has morphed into being undocumented, more politically correct.
So they are the same.
It's the same. It's synonymous. So someone's undocumented means they're in the country without permission.
So it's like marijuana and cannabis. Thank you very much.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yeah.
I figured it out now. KINS, News and Information Times, 842.
SoCal just got a whole lot closer. No, we're not talking about some big, scary geological event. It's way cooler and with much less tectonic shifting. Starting in June, flying to L.A. will be quicker than ever with United Airlines' new nonstop flights from Humboldt County. That's right, no stops between here and there. Ascend, descend, and you're landing, like in just a couple hours. So it's kind of like L.A. is just down the road a piece. So what are you waiting for? Check it out at flyhumboldt.org.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 847. Final few minutes this morning with Billy Hansel from Humboldt. Humboldt and I suppose Mendocino and Del Norte and Trinity Sheriffs. You guys are all kind of working together as a regional anyway.
So. Yeah, we're all working together.
Yeah. Everybody's a hyphen.
Our problems bleed over into everyone else's calendar.
Yeah. Are we getting more violent, less violent? You know, with all this goofy stuff that's going on, I know you guys have got more troops out in the field and things. One side you feel like things are starting to change. The other side you keep hearing Mexican nationals and drugs and guns and some of these other goofy drugs that are out there.
Yeah.
What kind of read do you have?
Yeah, you know, the violent crime rate goes up and down. We know that there's violent crime that occurs out in the hills and throughout Humboldt County every day. And we read about it in the paper, people shooting each other over something so silly. And
the father-son thing?
Father-son.
That's got to be right up there with stupid.
Yes. You know, that kind of stuff does happen. You know, some of the stuff doesn't get to that level where, you know, someone's shooting each other, but people are punching each other, hitting each other with baseball bats and that kind of stuff. So,
drug-induced, or are we just so emotionally tight that we flare road rage,
yes,
but not in the car?
Yeah, I mean, it does, you know, we have a lot of substance abuse up here. So it has to do a lot with the violent crime. It does add to it. But, you know, we just also have, you know, again, you know, out in the hills, and there's other people that are so caught up in criminal activity that's sometimes all they know. So.
Yeah, it just, well, I would hate to think that it's normal.
Right.
Or that we're accepting of it, or that it's become routine.
I don't want it to become routine. We can't have this become routine. But the fact is, when there's no consequences for someone's actions, when their jail is full, when state prison's full, when the governor is looking at reducing life sentences and pushing people out and pardoning people, that's the wrong stance that we have to take, you know?
With a change under the Golden Dome, I mean, it appears like it's going to be going, staying with the same party. Do you have hope that it's going to change, or is it going to be more of the same?
I do not have any kind of hope it's going to change. You know, the one thing that may be different is maybe Gavin Newsom will reconsider looking at expanding the state prison. Governor Brown has been so dead set against expanding the state prison program and reducing the state prison population instead of expanding the prison program. And so he may be, opt to go that direction. But we need something. We need something. Accountability needs to happen with people nowadays.
Yeah, it'd be nice to be able to look at San Francisco and say, they got it together. Whoops.
San Francisco does not have it together. People do not want to have their conventions there. People don't want to visit there. It's awful.
You going back in the next 6 months?
I'm not.
Neither are we. See everybody tomorrow.